When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Do you like to fish, ski, hike, or work in your garden? The taste of fresh fruits and vegetables have an edge over store-bought food. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. 88-year-old Z Nakamura, who lives in Okinawa, daily enjoys fishing for his family's meals and skin diving, which he says is his life's work. That area of the world has fewer heart attacks and almost no breast cancer. They wake up each morning with a sense of purpose and something they want to accomplish that day. Why not learn from healthy seniors and set a course for your day to improve your health life? Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department reminds community of e-bike regulations. County Board of Supervisors passed policy restricting immigration enforcement on non-public property. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. As electric bicycles become more popular, the Paso Robles Police Department has released a statement reminding residents of policies surrounding these vehicles and their types of classification. California law recognizes three classes of electric bicycles, each with specific operating requirements. Class 1 provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling up to 20 miles per hour. Class 2 operates via pedal assist or throttle assist and seeks to provide assistance when the bicycle reaches a speed of 20 miles per hour. And Class 3 provides assistance only up to 28 miles per hour. E-motorcycles, by contrast, are designed for off-road use and are prohibited on public streets, sidewalks, bicycle paths, and trails. They are not classified as bicycles under California law. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the downtown city park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and pop music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the Paso Robles downtown city park. County Board of Supervisors approve a policy restricting immigration enforcement. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution on Tuesday that would restrict the use of county-owned or county-controlled property for federal immigration enforcement activities. The law prohibits federal agencies from commandeering county property and from accessing non-public spaces for immigration enforcement, such as a parking lot, without a judicial warrant. Supervisors John Pichong and Heather Moreno spoke against adopting the policy, with Moreno referring to it as symbolic.
The sheriff in compliance with SB 54, but what this states, we are already doing. So it is symbolic, and I understand some people like the symbolic nature of something. For me, this was time that staff did not have to put into something to simply affirm what we're already doing and will continue to do. So I will not be supporting this item.
Supervisors Bruce Gibson, Don Ortiz-Legg, and Jimmy Paulding voted to approve the resolution, and Gibson had this to say.
This is a matter of doing everything this county can to restrict ICE from commandeering our property and otherwise bringing their unconstitutional reign of cruelty into our county. It is still appalling in its disregard for constitutional safeguards, and I do believe with this resolution, the County of San Luis Obispo has done everything it can to not only voice but implement its resistance.
PG&D is warning its customers about an emerging barcode scam throughout the Central Coast. Scammers will call PG&D customers with a demand for immediate payment to avoid disconnection. Scammers will then send either a barcode or a QR code via text or email to the customer. They are instructed to take the code to a store or business to present to a cashier to make a payment. Victims of the scam have lost an average of $969 so far this year, with nearly 150 incidents reported across the Central Coast. There are only 3 confirmed incidents in San Luis Obispo County, according to PG&D. Lead scam investigator for PG&D, Matt Foley, said, quote, "Scammers are constantly evolving their tactics to defraud customers. What hasn't changed is that they are still demanding immediate payment of your bill to avoid disconnection. Customers can protect themselves and avoid scams by recognizing the common signs of a scam and by contacting PG&D directly if they are unsure about the status of their account." The City of Paso Robles has launched a bidding process seeking consultant services to complete the city's spaceport license application. The FAA launch site operator license requires extensive technical, operational, safety, and environmental review. Proposals are due August 3rd. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening July 13th and close August 7th. There are 3 seats that will appear on the November 3rd general election ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. These are currently occupied by Jim Cogan, Joel Peterson, and Sandra Williams. Candidates must reside within the area of the seat being sought for a full 4-year term. Interested candidates can determine their trustee area by looking at the area maps on the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Athletics 12-4, the Giants over the Braves 7-2 and 7-5. The Diamondbacks beat the Angels 8-1, the Dodgers over the Rays 5-4, Padres beat the Cardinals 6-1, the Yankees over the White Sox 10-5. Tonight, The Angels will face the Athletics, the Giants will go against the Braves, the Yankees will face the White Sox. In California news, a fire broke out at a nearly 500,000-square-foot cold storage facility in Boyle Heights yesterday afternoon. The Lineage Warehouse fire was first reported at about 2:35 p.m., and shelter-in-place orders were given to residents as a heavy plume of smoke erupted from the warehouse. The warehouse stores frozen foods. L.A. fire officials said the fire had reached an ammonia line. Crews managed to knock down the fire by 6 p.m., and the cause is currently unknown. A proposed tax on billionaires has officially qualified for the November state ballot, announced by the Secretary of State on Wednesday. The one-time 5% levy on billionaires will now head to a public vote in November, unless its proponents pull it from the ballot before a late June deadline as part of a deal with lawmakers and Newsom. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Farmers Union is raising concerns about a policy rider that the House Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman has repeatedly attached to legislation. The rider, unrelated to funding, could create significant challenges to enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. National Farmers Union Government Relations Director Aaron Shire explains.
If this bill that passed the House was to ultimately become law, like if the Senate were to take the same approach that the House did, it would be a really big problem. It would overturn the most recent Packers and Stockyards Act rules, basically the changes to regulations, the updates to modernize the Packers and Stockyards Act, and fill in holes and gaps where producers weren't being adequately supported. And we don't believe the Senate will take that up, but we're working very hard to defeat this Packers and Stockyards Act rider to make clear that livestock producers need a fair shake in the marketplace and that we shouldn't roll back the provisions we put in place to make enforcement of this law better and more robust.
Shire says that the Farmers Union has worked to combat this in the past and they will continue to work to ensure this does not get passed. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry. The consignment deadline is June 19th.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A coalition of agriculture advocates that successfully pushed for stronger enforcement against abandoned orchards and vineyards last year is now frustrated at the law they championed, Assembly Bill 732, has yet to be enforced. The bill, Assemblymember Alexandra Macedo, allows county agricultural commissioners to assess fines of up to $1,000 per acre for properties deemed a public nuisance. Agricultural commissioners said the bill gives them a tool with which to warn landowners whose neglected properties harbor pests and diseases that can affect neighboring farms. But so far, the legislation has had little impact on mismanaged orchards, said Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association. We thought it would make things happen, but unfortunately, it hasn't moved the needle at all, Isom said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smoggin Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Some clouds this morning giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. Sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, low 80s Sunday, mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks recovered ground at the open after yesterday's sell-off. The Nasdaq is rallying. Investors are encouraged by lower crude oil prices after President Trump said he has signed a memorandum of understanding with Iran. Apple CEO Tim Cook tells the Wall Street Journal soaring costs for chips will force Apple to raise prices. Cook says the increase in cost for memory chips is unprecedented. Though President Trump says Apple will work with Intel to design and manufacture chips in the U.S., Apple shares are up more than 1%. Intel shares are nearly 9% higher. Kroger's sales and earnings both rose in the recent quarter, but Wall Street was expecting even stronger earnings, so Kroger's shares are down 7%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Stay on
on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join in on your freedom of speech.
This magic moment. Different and so new, was like any other until
the Morning Exchange. KPRL
coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Eric's in for Karen on her busy Thursday. He is loaded today. Dan Dow will be in, the Cattlemen's Association, and also Chief Stornetta will be in as well. So, man, all kinds of things this afternoon that you will should participate and know about. All right, let's see here. Got something. Where was it? Oh, that was the text from last hour. This is we didn't get this in from last hour, but it says the last caller is taking his interpretations of that scripture. Everyone has to decide how they interpret. Many people can explain that the passage in the Bible with other explanations. That passage was meant for people idolizing someone or something else besides God with marking their bodies. Many people can explain. Everyone has to decide how they interpret. That's interesting. That's what we're seeing with our laws here in this country, aren't we? We're having judges or us folks interpret what it says. Look at the Second Amendment. the arguments over the wording in that. So the interpretation, how somebody interprets it. Very interesting. Very interesting, but thanks for the text. Also on the text, I have no idea what this. How much is a Grace Kelly stamp worth? Well, according to this, 29 cents. That's how much it cost back then. I got to believe it's worth more. I don't know. I don't know anything about stamps, but anyway, perhaps some of you may know. All right, I have, other than Bruce Gibson's comments about the reign of cruelty by ICE, no mention of the cruelty by some of the examples I gave of people in this country illegally murdering American citizens. No mention of that cruelty, Brucey. But that aside, I want to go to the school board and the it's open, what, July 17th, Chris, I think, for the people want to start putting their hat in the ring, so to speak, I think, is what the release has to do.
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, it opens July 13th and closes August 7th.
Yes.
All right, I have a question, and I don't know how this relates to the whether it's the city of Paso Robles or the school district regarding the districts that we now have. They call them areas because I think it's 1, 2, and 4. Those are the seats that are open. Wasn't there recently a Supreme Court decision regarding things along this line? And since many, I think the argument with the threats that came to the cities, many of the cities in California, which most of them folded because they didn't want to be sued. Huntington Beach may have been the only one that didn't. Aren't these, again, I think, that's why I'm asking if anybody knows clarification, the Supreme Court said, you can't do this. If that is the case, would the city of Paso Robles and the school district reconsider? They have any intention of doing that? Does anybody know? Or does anybody care? All right. Let's see here. The county budget. I didn't see anything regarding what is the priorities. However, I did find something regarding this. But let's go to the phone lines because that's why we're here. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You're correct. I just heard the first part of it, and then I dialed in. But it seems to me like that Supreme Court decision that just came down a couple of weeks ago or a month or so ago, that would have impact on the areas. And Atascadero did not buckle under. Atascadero is at large. The whole city is at large for city council and for school district.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it needs to be challenged. I think my wife brought it up a couple days ago and said, isn't this the same thing? If you remember back when Maria Elena, I can't remember her last name, but when she was put on the city council and elected to the city council, it was basically because of the districts. That they were not, the different ethnic groups were not being represented correctly. And this was a big, a big deal that we actually got someone from a district representing the ethnicity in that district. And that's illegal now. As far as I know, the Supreme Court said you can't do that.
Well, people with short memories, if you go back and at least during my time here, which is now considerable, that Paso Robles always had a pretty diverse, not all the time, but, we had Dolly Bader and some other people. We had Joe Quiros and so forth, so on different boards. So and that was done through the old system. And so different groups were represented.
Oh, I agree with you. I think we had a very diverse, we have had, and also in the school board, we've never had a problem getting representation from across the entire school board system. But this was a ploy from the left to control the outcome of these elections. And we're seeing it in everything that's happening now. I mean, all of us, I mean, you're almost a kind of a joke now when people say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is only 50 votes behind or 500 votes behind and they could catch up. Well, they can't catch up if they're not the right, if they don't have the right number next, the notation, D next to their name, they're not going to catch up because it'll always be, you know, 13 votes. Oh boy, almost made it, you know. And this is what Darsha is always harping on, and she is right. She's so right that we're never going to win any of these elections unless they want us to win them.
Well, the other thing about these districts is my belief is that it thins out the people with the necessary qualities to enter. So it does not benefit the overall, whether it's the city or the overall school district, because you're minimizing the people with the potential to run because they are limited. Because you can't have, if there's three or four in one particular district that would serve the public and the school or the city the best way, only one of them will be able to do that. So you can end up with a lot less qualified people simply based on the districts.
You're 100% right. I mean, that's exactly what's happened now, is instead of being able to pick from the entire pool of great candidates or great people that want to serve, you're basically limited to who from that district qualifies to be able to run. And it's an inequality. So what they've done is exactly the opposite of what supposedly they were supposed to be doing, which is making everything equal, which that was tossed out by the Supreme Court. So, no, great point this morning. I like I said, my wife brought that up a couple days ago, and I said, you know, I think you're right. I think it's the same thing. It shouldn't apply anymore.
Well, hopefully somebody will call in to Kenny tomorrow and ask him his thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And the problem is the other side, you know, has union money, has teacher money, has consultant money. And so they can throw so many dollars at these things to make sure that we don't win. And, you know, we're always afraid to file a lawsuit because, you know, how are we going to come up with the paying the other side if we can't? I had that brought up to me last night. Oh, if we file a lawsuit against the school district or against the city, you know, if we lose, we're going to have to pay all of their fees, and we can't afford that. You know, so it's inequality basically that has been legislated to us.
Well, that's what cities, including the city of Paso Robles, did. They caved from, I forget that. That law firm or that person out of, I think it was the Malibu area, that, well, yeah, we're going to change the district because we don't want to get, we can't afford the $50,000. And I think that's, you know, because we've seen cities do this. And then they come back and say, well, you know, it was going to cost us more and we didn't want to waste your tax dollars. Oh, really?
You're right.
You've written a lot of checks to some scumbags for a couple of $100,000 in the last X amount of years, and you're suing the citizens on, to the tune of, at least the cost of over $5 million now on the title with, you know, the Steinbeck situation in the water. And now you're telling me you're going to cave to a bunch of people who essentially, Randall, if you want to think about this, and this may be far stretched, they're stifling the speech of the people of Paso Robles or any other city because they're limiting the people who could serve their community by saying, look, give us this $50,000 or else. That's a bribe.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it goes, and you know, here again, I keep bringing up her name, but Darsha brought this up years ago when she filed her first lawsuit. It's civil rights. We have lost our civil rights as voters. We don't have civil rights because they dictate to us who and how we can vote. And that is not what our country was founded on at all. So we need to get back to the civil rights, and that's what needs to happen is if we can find you know, and I won't say a brave attorney because there's several. There's a lot of them out there. Pacific Justice Institute, I mean, they came and helped us, you know, early on when Jennifer Greninger and I were trying to get the school board to kick out the LGBTQ aspect of how students have to be treated, and they were getting special treatment, and you know, so they're out there, and they did this for free. Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, great guy, but they can only cover so much. I mean, they, you know, they're doing all this stuff pro bono, and you know, it's tough. So we need some help out there. We need someone that is not afraid to step up and you know, file some lawsuits, civil rights. We're being neglected in this city and in this county and in this country.
That's by design, because government holds the power, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, the power of the vote is supposed to overrule that. But we've had that power taken away from us by the redistricting. I mean, look what they've done. I mean, Jimmy Panetta, he didn't need to campaign. He didn't need to put a sign up because he was going to win. They have gerrymandered this state and this county and this country. I won't say this country. We have states that are fighting back. Texas and other states, Florida, are fighting back. But, you know, until we can get that solved, and basically get it where the people have a vote again, we're not going to win elections.
Well, as they say, fight on. All right, Randall, thank you.
Oh yeah. Okay, thank you, Kev.
238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, which gets to not the age-old question, but a question which has been coming up more frequently, not only here in the United States, but around the world. The freedom of speech issue is facing global decline. And when you say global, again, don't omit the United States. Across about 33 countries, including the United States, public support for free expression is eroding. And if you don't like my opinion, we're going to stifle you. And this is from the extremists. They want you to be stifled, and that's stifling your freedom of speech. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really changing the subject. Around pet alert time, you give Chris his own little trivia question. And last week sometime, you talked about unfortunate pet names or something like that. So I wanted to tell you a story about my cats. So we had two cats, one of them dies, and my kids want to get a new cat. And so they never named the cat. And so we still call this cat, like 10 years later, Little Kitty. He definitely doesn't have a name. But what Little Kitty has is a water plate and a kibble plate and a wet plate. What Little Kitty does is he digs into the wet plate with his paw, eats the food off of his paw, and then shakes his paw to get the rest of the food off of his paw that he doesn't eat. And brown little speckles go all over my kitchen wall. So I ended up putting his wet plate outside. And guess what we have? We have a little visitor. And so I named that cat Welfare Cat because he comes and eats my cat's food. And in the middle of the night, guess what this guy figured out? Oh, Welfare Cat. Welfare Cat figured out where my cat door was. And in the middle of winter, Welfare Cat ends up sleeping in my house because it's warmer. And one morning I get up, turn on the radio. Welfare Cat's eating my cat's kibble in my house. And so my wife finally says, look, if Welfare Cat's going to be around Little Kitty, I got to take Welfare Cat to the vet. So now Welfare Cat gets my health care plan too, apparently. And so I asked my wife, and there's another thing, that the vet scanned the cat. And he had one of those little chips in him. They called the owner and said, we don't want him back. So now Welfare Cat apparently belongs to me. And my wife, I said, what do you name the cat for the receptionist? Did you call him Welfare Cat? She goes, no, but I did call him Mooch because this guy is a freeloader. So now I have two cats, one named Little Kitty and one name is Mooch. But welfare cat never went away, just like you say on the radio. So there's my little cat story from unfortunate pet names.
Which, by the way, if you want to get into a fist fight with any of your friends, ask them which animal, dog or cats, are liberals.
Oh, the dogs are.
Of course they are. Dogs are liberals. So therefore, have you ever wondered, and I know dog owners are going to love this, if dog owners deep inside, no matter what political party they may say they aren't, but they really are liberals, because what do they like to do? What can you do with a dog? You can absolutely control it, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, the cats are pretty free-spirited. Now, he is a working cat, kind of. Because I live on just residential USA, but he'll end up with a rodent every once in a while, which is good. But what I don't like is when he brings a lizard or a moth inside. So I don't want a lizard in my house. I got to toss a lizard outside, usually without a tail. But
well, no, and the lizards eat a lot of the bugs.
Yeah, so I want the lizards alive scooting around in my backyard, but the cats think they're doing me a favor. Like, look, I brought you a lizard. I don't want a lizard.
those are cats. Yep. All right, cute. Yep. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
All right, stay well. Peace.
Chris, you haven't heard this one about the time that our cat got stuck in the refrigerator, did you?
No, I haven't. Do tell.
All right, folks, bear with us, or bear with me. So Linda and I go away for the weekend. This is a long time ago. And somehow the cat got into the refrigerator and the door closed. So when we come home, we hear this little, open up the refrigerator and the cat's in there. And it's pretty damn cold. So, you know, you're concerned and worried and so forth. I mean, it's, you know. So quickly called up one of these 24-hour vet things and, you know, told them the problem. We're come home, you're looking forward to seeing your animals and stuff like that. And the nurse or whatever on the other end of the phone said, well, what you do is you get get the cat some milk and pour just a teeny, almost like just a drop of gasoline in the milk. And of course, the cat being hungry and cold and so forth, just, you know, yaps up the milk, just, you know, takes the tan. I mean, it's all over its face and stuff. And next thing you know, the cat is racing around the house. And then just like that, the cat just stops and doesn't die, but just, you know, goes plop. So again, a little panic, called up the same place. They were very nice and explained to the lady at the nurse, you know, what happened. And you know what she told us?
That's expected?
No. The cat ran out of gas.
Oh. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution on Tuesday that would restrict the use of county-owned or county-controlled property for federal immigration enforcement activities. The law prohibits federal agencies from commandeering county property and from accessing non-public spaces for immigration enforcement. PG&E is warning its customers about an emerging barcode scam throughout the Central Coast. Scammers will send a barcode or QR code via text or email and instruct customers to take the code to a store or business to make a payment and avoid disconnection. PG&E reminds customers to avoid scams by recognizing the common signs and to contact PG&E directly if they are unsure about the status of their account. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. From the Palace of Versailles to the White House, President Trump back from signing the Memo of Understanding with Iran.
It's a memorandum of understanding. If it doesn't get done in 60 days, that's all right. We go back to bombing. You know, I don't want to do that because it's so good.
Fox's Trey Yates.
Within this deal includes an immediate end to the war on all fronts, including Lebanon, respect to sovereignty and territorial integrity of Iran. The final deal must be reached within 60 days, but there is a possibility for an extension if those negotiations are going well.
AAA finds gas drop below $4 a gallon. The NYPD reports all viewing pens in Lower Manhattan are closed, full up with millions for the NBA New York Knicks Parade of Champions.
7 p.m., us 2 a.m., we're here, we're bonded by one team, one city, one championship, and one is not enough.
America is listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, the sunshine, low 70s. It's going to feel good. Going to feel good. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. We should be around the low 70s again on your Friday. Now, Saturday will be in the mid 70s for your dad's day, low 80s. Mid 80s Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 58 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
Marvin Gaye. What's going on?
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, what's going on?
Tell me, sing it, Marvin.
Tell me what's going on.
Best song he ever did was the I'll Be Doggone. All right, let's see here. Paso Robles Senior Center to host Community Resource Fair coming up on the 24th. That is this coming Wednesday. Older adults, veterans, caregivers, and family members are invited to this Community Resource Fair. It's free to attend from 10 until 1. That's at the Senior Center there on Scott Street. And let's see here. Information about programs and resources that support independence, health, and quality of life. Attendees can connect directly with the representatives and learn about services, including housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, transportation services, and veteran resources. So get in on it. It's coming up next Wednesday at the Senior Center. Also, grab yours now before they sell out. The Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers. The annual cook-off is coming up August 8th at the Event Center. 27 years, how about that? And all proceeds from your ticket go directly to scholarships for local high school seniors with over $1 million raised to date. Unlimited food and wine tasting, live music, and just a whole bunch of fun. They do have designated driver tickets available as well. So look up the Paso Robles Rotary and get those tickets ASAP. All right, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving along here, we have 5.5 minutes away from 8 at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Well, Sunday. Sunday will never be the same because it's Father's Day. Just never be the same if you don't do anything, get anything. So do your job, do your job. All right, here, local celebrities on this day. Let's see here. Oh, Linda DeCoste is having a birthday. How about that? Miriam Stone, Diane Norton, Jeannie Runnels, Joey Kahn, Kathleen Renault is having a birthday. We have Michael Schaefer, Liz Baer, Dave and Dana McGraw, and we also have Daryl and Mylene Radford. And also, because it is another celebrity, not a local celebrity, but another celebrity's birthday, and it's the terrible reason why I remember today is my dad's birthday. And he got ticked off when my sister said the reason why she knew it was or remembered it was Dad's birthday because of another celebrity's birthday. I'll tell you in just a moment. All right, leading off, we have Kay Kaiser, the band leader, 1897, 1895. Jeanette McDonald, 1903, 1965. Pete Luke, Charlie Chan's number one son, 1904, 1991. Superman from radio, Bud Collier, 1908, 1969. Sammy Kahn, composer, 1913, wrote a lot of good stuff. He died in 1993. Very, very good actor. E.G. Marshall, 1914, 1998. Richard Boone, Have Gun, Will Travel, 1917, 1981. George Mikan, one of the first big men, Basketball Hall of Famer, 1924. Died in 2005. Lou Brock, there we go. Baseball Hall of Famer, 1939, 2020. And the reason why my sister remembered my dad's birthday was because Paul McCartney was born on this day in 1942. I'll never forget that. It was at the dinner table. From the Box Tops, John Evans, 1948. Carol Kane, the actress, 1952. Jerome Smith from KC and the Sunshine Band, 1953, 2000. Very good baseball player. This guy can hit. Andres Galarraga. He died, not died. He was born in 1961. Guns N' Roses, Dizzy Reed, 1963. This guy was something else, man. Defensive end, Bruce Smith, Hall of Famer, one of the best, 1963. Sandy Alomar, very good catcher, 1966. Also on the list, we have pro wrestler Vito Lagrasso, 1969, from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, one of the founding members, 1971, and who else is on, country singer, not too bad, Blake Shelton, 1976, very good tight end, Antonio Gates, 1980, he'll probably end up in the Hall of Fame, and who else, that is it. All right, let's see here. Who passed away? Oh, one of the best ever. Number 24, died in 2024. Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. Man, he was something else, huh? Eddie Goodell, the midget, shortest baseball player. He died in 1961. Ethel Barrymore, First Lady of American Theater, 1959. Also passing away on this day. Vera Lynn, what a voice. She died in 2020. And who else? I think that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He grew up in a sharecropper's family, went to school, college, did okay, came out and started playing a little baseball with the Cubs, famous trade to the Cardinals, and the rest is history. Lou Brock goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening in mid-July. The filing period opens July 13th and closes August 7th. Areas 1, 2, and 4 will appear on the November general election. Paso Robles concerts in the park will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the downtown city park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and pop music. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He went to college on an academic scholarship, but he was in danger of losing it because of low grades. So it was at that point he decided to go out for baseball. He made the team. He's in the Hall of Fame, over 3,000 hits, over 900 stolen bases, eight-time leading the National League in stolen bases, two-time World Series champion, Hall of Famer Lou Brock. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.